Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a future Jungle 808 tail resample framework in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe we're aiming for is that dusty, emotional, slightly warped VHS rave color that still hits hard in a DNB drop. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, so don't worry if that sounds fancy. The core idea is simple. We are not trying to make a giant perfect 808 that plays forever. We are making a short, characterful bass tail, then printing it to audio so we can chop it, move it around, and treat it like a groove element. That is a very drum and bass way to work. Build it, resample it, edit it, and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting. First, set up a clean session. Put your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a great middle ground for future jungle, rollers, and rave influence DNB. Create three tracks. One for drums, one for the 808 tail bass, and one audio track for resampling. Keep the project simple. Beginners often try to build too much too soon, and in DNB that gets messy fast. On the bass track, load operator. Operator is perfect here, because we can make a clean sub-based source with very little effort. Start with oscillator as a sine wave. Keep the level moderate, somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB to start. Set the attack very fast, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then give it a decay of around 300 to 700 milliseconds. You want the note to hit clearly and then fall away with a short tail. Sustain should be low and release should be short too, maybe 80 to 200 milliseconds. This part matters. We are not designing a pad. We're designing a bass hit with a tail that can become rhythm. That's the whole framework. If you want a little more edge, you can add a tiny bit of oscillator B with a triangle or a soft saw, but keep it subtle, just enough to add some harmonic movement. The sub should still be the stable part. Now let's give it that VHS rave color. After operator, add saturator. Start with a gentle drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Use the output knob to keep the level under control. The goal is not to destroy it. The goal is to add a little grit and density, so the tail feels lived in and a bit aged. After that, add auto filter. A low pass filter works nicely here. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and keep resonance modest, maybe 0.5 to 1.5. You can even automate the cutoff later, but for now just shape the tail so it feels focused. If you want a little more texture, add a touch of erosion. Keep it very subtle. Think of it like a hint of tape noise or dusty air, not a special effect. If you push it too far, you'll ruin the clean sub weight. Now write a simple bass phrase. Keep it short, maybe one or two bars. Don't overcomplicate it. A strong future jungle bass line often works because of its spacing, not because of constant motion. Try a root note on beat 1, then a short response on the offbeat of beat 2 or 3, and maybe one pickup before beat 4. In the second bar, change one thing. Maybe move one note, remove one note, or shift one hit slightly. That's enough to create musical interest. Here's the teacher note to keep in mind. In DNB, the bass is often answering the drums, so think call and response. Let the kick and snare establish the grid, then let the bass speak in the gaps. If you put bass everywhere, it starts fighting the breakbeat. If you leave space on purpose, the groove gets bigger. Once the MIDI pattern feels good, it's time for the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or directly, from the 808 tail bass track if you want more control. Arm the track and record a pass while the bass clip plays. This is where the sound becomes useful. Resampling captures the exact character of the patch at that moment, and now you can treat it like audio instead of a synth preset. That shift is huge for beginners. A lot of people get stuck tweaking synths forever. But in this style, you want to print early and then edit the waveform. Once the tail is audio, you can slice it, reverse it, fade it, duplicate it, or line it up with the breakbeat like a drum sample. After recording, keep the file organized. Rename it clearly. Trim any dead space. Make sure the transient start is clean. If the clip is clipped or too hot, fix the level and record again. Clean resamples are way easier to work with. Now we turn that audio into a groove tool. You can right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track if you want to play the pieces from pads, or if you want to stay beginner-friendly, just keep it as audio and edit it manually in arrangement view. If you slice it, use transient slicing so the tail starts are captured cleanly. If you keep it as audio, cut the first hit, duplicate the tail into short repeats, and add fades at the edges to avoid clicks. This is also where groove comes in. You can apply a light groove pool feel, maybe 10 to 30%, so the bass movement sits more naturally with the break. Don't overdo it. The goal is just enough swing to make it breathe. In jungle and future rave styles, The timing between drums and bass is everything. Even a tiny late tail can make the whole thing feel more human and more propulsive. Now build a drum pocket around it. Put in a chopped breakbeat or a programmed kick and snare pattern. Keep the snare strong, then listen carefully to how the bass tails interact with the drums. Are they hitting on top of the snare? Are they masking the kick? Are they too long? If the bass is muddy, use EQ8. You might gently remove rumble below the useful sub-range. Cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz if it sounds boxy, or tame any harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if needed. On the drums, keep the transients sharp enough to cut through. Utility is useful too, because you can check the mono compatibility of the low end. The sub should stay centered. That's one of the biggest rules here. Now let's add movement. Automate just one or two things, not everything. Great beginner targets are the filter cutoff, saturator drive, or the operator decay if you go back to the synth version. You can also add a touch of reverb sent very sparingly if you want a little atmosphere. Try opening the filter a little at the end of a two bar phrase, or increasing saturation by 1 or 2 dB before a switch up. Small changes, every 4 or 8 bars often sound more pro than giant obvious sweeps. Arrangement is part of the sound here. Don't think of the 808 tail as a loop that just repeats forever. Use it with intention. In the intro, maybe it's filtered and barely there. In the first 8 bars of the drop, keep it clean and readable. In the next 8 bars, make it dirtier. Then in a switch up, shorten the notes, leave more gaps, maybe throw in one reverse tail. In the outro, strip it back again. That variation through repetition is a very useful DNB lesson. You don't always need a new sound. Sometimes you just need a different density, a different gap, or a different tail length. In this style, contrast is power. Let me give you a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the 808 tail too long. If it rings out forever, it will blur the kick and snare. Shorten the decay or cut the audio tail after resampling. Don't overdistort the sub. Keep the low end clean and let the tail carry the dirt. Don't use too many notes. A strong jungle bass line often feels bigger when it's simpler. Don't let the bass fight the snare. Move notes away from strong hits or shorten the tail. And don't ignore mono compatibility. If the low end gets weird in mono, you probably pushed the width or distortion too far. Here's a useful mindset for this whole lesson. Think in layers of responsibility. Let the sub do the stable job. Let the resampled tail carry the attitude. If one layer tries to do everything, the groove gets blurry. Also, monitor at a lower volume sometimes. VHS rave color can trick you into overdoing the dirt. Quiet monitoring helps you hear whether the bass still communicates when the room isn't shaking. If you want to push this further later, try making two resamples from the same pattern. One cleaner, one heavier. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars. Or create a small pitch variation bank and use those resampled tails like drum hits. You can also reverse one tail and place it before a phrase change for a nice transition. Tiny details like that can make the whole drop feel much more intentional. For practice, here's a simple challenge. Make a new Ableton set at 172 BPM. Build a sine-based bass and operator with a short decay. Add saturator and auto filter. Write a one-bar phrase with only 3 or 4 notes. Resample it. Then make 3 versions of the audio, a clean tail, a short tail, and 1 reverse tail. Place them over a breakbeat and listen to the groove. Make 1 cutoff automation move. Save the live set or export a rough loop. If the bass feels like it's answering the drums instead of just sitting under them, you've got it. That's the win. You've turned 1808 tail into a full future jungle movement system. Clean sub, warped character, audio editing, and groove-driven arrangement. That's the sound of VHS rave pressure with drum and bass discipline.